Welcome to the Health for Mzansi podcast, where we bring you inspiring stories of individuals making a significant impact in their communities. In today's episode, we shine a spotlight on Dr. Charlene Kimar, a pioneering figure in biotechnology and physiological sciences. Dr. Kimar's journey into the world of science was nurtured by a family of educators who instilled a passion for learning and exploration. Dr. Charlene Kimar, thank you so much for joining us here on the Health for Mzansi podcast. It is such a pleasure to be able to talk to you. And I usually like to start, you know, with my guests to tell us a little bit more about their early childhood, family and growing up years. And then also just to latch on to that, more on your educational journey from your time at Birkfield High School to earning a PhD in physiological sciences at Stellenbosch University.
Thank you so much for having me. I grew up in Grassy Park in a very close-knit community. Both my parents were teachers and they always encouraged my brother, my sister, myself to study further. So in that way, I was privileged to have a good upbringing, which provided me with quite a lot of opportunities, such as being able to attend Birkfield High School, which is like situated in Constantia Valley in the Western Cape. During my time there, I developed a strong passion for both science and biology. What I did was I went for a job shadow. I think it was still in grade 11. And I went for one at the University of the Western Cape with one of the science students. And funny enough, that particular student turned out to be my current boss, Ashley Ace, the CEO of Medical Diagnostic. Following that, I enrolled at the University of the Western Cape, where I completed my bachelor's, honors, master's degrees in biotechnology. And subsequently, I undertook a PhD program at Stellenbosch University within the Department of Physiological Sciences and specializing in cardiometabolic research.
Absolutely amazing. So it's quite interesting that the company that you currently work for is the same company that you job shadowed for, or at least that's connected to where you're currently placed. And that's absolutely amazing. So interesting. Now, what kind of sparked your interest in biotechnology and physiological sciences? And how do you feel your academic background has prepared you for your career path?
My interest in biotechnology and physiological sciences was basically sparked by a combination of curiosity, passion for scientific exploration, and also a desire to make a positive impact in the field of science. So during my high school years, my fascination for like biology grew, and I learned a lot about like the intricate workings of living organisms and the potential applications of biotechnology in basically solving real world problems. So choosing to pursue my studies in biotechnology sort of provided me with a solid foundation in molecular biology, genetics, and biochemistry. And basically this academic background kind of equipped me with the necessary theoretical knowledge and practical skills. As I also delved deeper into the studies of, example, like my PhD, I gained valuable experience in conducting experiments, like analyzing data, interpreting results. And in turn, I also had many opportunities to collaborate with experts in the field, attend conferences, and also network. So overall, my academic journey has prepared me for my career path in basically giving me the skills for critical thinking, problem solving, and the necessary research expertise. It's also instilled passion basically for long life learning, because in this type of field, you're learning something every single day. And it also has provided me with like a nice good foundation to excel in my career and be able to contribute meaningfully to medical diagnostic.
I'd like to kind of focus more on the work that you're doing at medical diagnostic. But before we get there, I looked at your resume and you've received, you know, numerous academic awards and scholarships throughout your studies. How have these accolades really shaped your academic and professional pursuits?
The academic awards and scholarships I received throughout my studies have had a significant impact both on my academic and professional pursuits, basically. These accolades have served as important milestones which enable me to validate my hard work, dedication, and commitment to excellence in the study of the particular field. Like, first and foremost, these awards and scholarships provide you with the necessary financial support and taking that headache and that burden away of financial worries, and in turn allows you to focus more on what's important, you know, your career goals, your studies, and also yourself. Also, receiving recognition through like awards and scholarships allows one to boost one's confidence and motivate you to do more. Basically, in summary, I would say that the academic awards and scholarship I received played a pivotal role in shaping my academic and professional journey. At the end of the day, it helps you like boost your confidence, motivates you, enhances your credibility, and opens new opportunities as it enables you to actually study further.
As a research and development manager at Medical Diagnostic, what are some of the key responsibilities and challenges you encounter in overseeing new product development and manufacturing?
At Medical Diagnostic, first and foremost, we have an awesome R&D team, which is a research and development team. And we all come from different educational backgrounds, and each one contributes in a different skill set. And because of that, we work really well together. As an R&D manager, I basically oversee new product development and commercialization with a range of key responsibilities, such as what's important is like strategic planning, which involves research into the new products, like market research, and to be able to identify the gaps in the market. And once you've identified a particular gap in the market, then what I do is I try and source the relevant materials needed to develop that particular product. And within the team, that specific project will be assigned to a relevant team member. So as a team, what is very important, and as an R&D manager, is project and time management, which basically includes defining the project timelines, allocating resources, and ensuring the product will stay on track. In our group, we're always working on multiple projects at the same time. Once development of the project is complete, the next step is, well, I'm also responsible for designing all our product packaging and getting the products ready for the market, as well as a product insert. Once that is complete, we basically hand it over to our sales team at MD. Some of the challenges that we face are that some of the resources, there's a lot of resource constraints as we in South Africa that we are reliant on certain overseas resources, man. So in addition, regulatory hurdles exist, and there are some challenges navigating regulatory requirements and obtaining like necessary approvals for specific products in order for it to actually go onto the market. And these hurdles can be very time consuming and delay product release onto the market. But overall, but despite the many challenges we do face, our team is very resilient, hardworking, and we work together to overcome many of these challenges on a daily basis.
I've spoken to your colleague and the person that actually first on this podcast from Medical Diagnostic, the founder, Ashley, and you guys really do groundbreaking work, you know, so I just want to commend you for kind of being the person steering that ship in terms of your role as research and development manager. Is there any specific project that you're most excited about that you guys have worked on in the past and currently working on?
We were currently working on the biodometer. So how it works, that's one of the things we're really excited about. It's a USB dongle which you plug into your phone. Basically, into that dongle, you can put, for example, a diabetes strip, and you're able to test the blood glucose within 5 seconds. And I know there will also be a platform with cholesterol testing. So this product, I know, is being launched around this year in collaboration with a company called Skeg. I think Ashley did touch on that in the previous podcast, but we're very excited about that specific product.
Charlene, as I wrap up, I want to maybe ask you, you know, what changes or advancements do you hope to see in South Africa's medical industry to support more women in your field? And do you have any advice to anyone keen to follow in your footsteps?
One of the challenges, I guess, that women in any industry in South Africa face is gender equality in leadership roles. It's very important as this can provide role models and mentors for women entering the workplace and encourage women to take on leadership roles, which is essential for actually allowing diversity and inclusivity. We should also try to maybe ensure equal opportunities for women in the workplace in terms of additional training, as this will help address any existing gender biases in hiring processes and providing support for women to pursue careers basically in leadership roles. So in essence, my advice to anyone who wants to enter a career in science is to basically start by exploring your interest in science, because as it is a very vast field and it's very important to take time and effort to explore the different areas in science to find what the way your interests truly lie. Another thing is one should remember that one needs to continuously work hard from day one in any field, actually, from day one, as basically this can open many other opportunities for you in terms of scholarships and awards, like I mentioned, which will alleviate some burdens like financial stress. And failure is basically also an inevitable part, especially in the scientific process. So one needs to learn from the many setbacks and adapt your approach and keep on persevering. One last thing one needs to remember is the career in science is a journey, it's an ongoing journey that is filled with a lot of discovery, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of rewards and challenges. So one needs to also stay curious, keep learning and try and enjoy the journey.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Charlene Kimar. I really admire your passion for promoting gender equality and diversity in the workplace. Your dedication to fostering inclusivity serves as an inspiration to aspiring scientists across South Africa. And that brings us to the end of this episode. From me, Tor Numdu, our technical producer Megan van der Vent, and the rest of the hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, until next time, stay inspired.